Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. There are 19 more confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Iowa for a total of 124. None of the new cases involve anyone in the Siouxland area. More COVID-19 cases reported in 5 Nebraska counties, bringing the state total to 61. One of the new cases involves a woman in her 30s from Madison County who had underlying medical conditions. Meanwhile, Nebraska lawmakers advanced an $83 million emergency funding package to help fight the new coronavirus. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem issued an executive order asking businesses to restrict some of the ways they operate in the midst of the threatening new coronavirus. Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott says he has heard concerns over the city not issuing an order forcing people to stay home during the COVID-19 pandemic. Scott says it's not legally possible.
And for those of you that think the city council or the city manager or the police department have the power to actually tell people to stay home. We don't under the Iowa ordinance. Only the governor can declare those type of emergencies.
Scott made his comments at the end of yesterday's city council meeting that was open to the public through video streaming online, but not in person. All future council meetings will move to that format until further notice. The leader of Morningside College, who announced plans to retire last month, will stay another year because of concerns surrounding the virus. On Monday, the college suspended a nationwide search to replace President John Reinders. The president of the college board asked if he could stay to help see the college through the pandemic. Reinders, who took over as president in 1999, originally planned to step aside next year to retire to Florida. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.